You might think affordable high-speed internet is just the concern of Seattle's well-to-do tech aficionados. Joaquin Wee is a board member of the Filipino Community Center and communications director for the Low Income Housing Alliance. He says affordable, fast internet is equally important to immigrant and low-income communities. They use the internet to send money back home, to learn skills for new jobs, and just to stay in touch.
Through the internet, to see the faces of their grandkids who they may have left behind in the Philippines.
Joaquin Wee and other community activists say that city government should get involved.
Access to high-speed internet, equitable access, is really key for lifting all communities out of poverty or advancing their status in their communities. And from what we see, we support a city-owned, city-operated internet as a utility, in the same way that electricity is regulated by Seattle City Light.
The dream of a municipal-run internet service, just like public electric utilities popular in the Northwest, has been kicking around for some years. But unfortunately for advocates like Joaquin Wee, the dream just got further from reality. Yesterday, the city released the results of a feasibility study on municipally-run high-speed internet. Michael Mattmiller is Seattle's chief technology officer. He says it would be very expensive.
It would cost between $460 and $600 million to build and would put the city's general fund at significant risk if we can't hit the very high take rate required to be financially successful. So it doesn't look like this model is right for us at this time.
Take rate refers to the percentage of Seattle homes that would have to pay for municipal broadband.
When you look at that 43%, that's a very high take rate. If you look at a city like Chattanooga, Tennessee, which is widely considered to be a successful municipal broadband implementation, their last annual report puts their take rate around 32-33%. So for us to break even here in Seattle, we would have to be more successful than an established broadband service in a city like Chattanooga. And actually, a 43% take rate isn't all that far off from where Comcast is providing cable television service as a monopoly provider in this market. That would be very tough to achieve.
Michael Mattmiller is Seattle's chief technology officer. He says this isn't the end of Seattle's effort to bring affordable broadband internet to everyone.
Well, there's a couple places we go. One option is to understand state and federal funding opportunities. Going back to Chattanooga as an example, they had significant federal grant funding help with their build-out. And so we want to see what types of programs might be available to us. If additional funding was available, we would definitely reconsider the model looked at in this study to see if it could become viable. We also want to look at other types of models. The broadband market has been very rapidly changing even in the first 6 months of this year. There are cities across the country that are looking at joint ventures where the city can achieve a new level of gigabit broadband service to meet their policy objectives, whether those be equity or encouraging economic development. But by working with a partner, they reduce the risk of being able to repay their bonds and actually gain potential efficiencies in reaching customers. There's one other thing that we're doing, and that's our digital equity initiative. We recognize that internet access is a challenge for a portion of our city, and about 15% of residents do not have internet access at home. So we've convened a stakeholder group of community leaders, business leaders, and nonprofit organizations to help us think about what are the goals we need to have for getting internet access to those individuals, and what are the strategies we can begin to employ to get them access. And we'll have those goals established later this summer.
Michael Mattmiller, Seattle's chief technology officer. I'm Ross Reynolds.